You've tuned in just in time for Business News with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, FMA, the Financial Markets Authority, it's running out of patience with some firms and reckons it's going to clamp down. Who are they unhappy with?
Yeah, they've put out this report today after taking a really close look at the financial services industry. So this can range from people who issue shares to people who give financial advice. And while they found that a large number of entities are doing everything they can, they're working hard, they're meeting their obligations, there's still a significant chunk that are really lagging behind. And where they found the main areas of issues are in terms of governance, oversight, and how they handle customers. And just some examples, they found some real weaknesses when it came to how they managed customers' needs. You know, are they working the best interests of the customers? Are they keeping that in mind? They also found that many firms failed to handle vulnerable customers appropriately, and they actually found that many firms also had some poor systems in place when it came to processing customer complaints. On top of that, they found cases where the directors of these firms didn't actually know what obligations they had to adhere to as financial entities. So the FMA isn't really painting a really pretty picture here of the industry, but they aren't mucking around. Earlier this week, they've already started going after some of these firms. They've targeted a derivatives issuer, that's a firm called CLSA Premium NZ, which they said failed to meet its audit and assurance obligations, and they've temporarily banned this firm from taking on any more retail investors. And what the FMA have said is that this is just one example. They have a range of tools that they can call upon to sort of take action against companies. They say this is sort of on the lighter side. One of the things they can do is actually just pull a firm's license, which would effectively, you know, cancel its ability to trade. So that was just a derivatives firm. What they're also eyeing up are authorised financial advisors, because they say that people need absolute confidence when they seek financial advice, because they're making really big decisions based on the advice they're receiving. And I guess what we're seeing today is that the regulator is really flexing its muscles, and I guess we just have to wait with anticipation to see what other firms they have in its sights.
Okay, let's move on to, well, COVID-19. But businesses are being reminded that the virus is not their only threat in the future.
Absolutely.
So what are the other ones?
So today we heard from about 150 businesses. They've banded together, and what they're doing is that they're hoping to make sure that climate action doesn't fall by the wayside amid the disruption caused by COVID-19. So what today, the big announcement was the Sustainable Business Council. They've teamed up with their Climate Leaders Coalition. So, these are obviously competing firms in the space, but they're really banding together to press action on reaching a zero carbon economy. So what we're really seeing here is private business leaders, they're looking at the future, they're saying we need to do a lot more work in this area, but we're actually probably better if we all work together. So one of these organisations, the SBC, they will remain independent. The SBC, what they're going to try and do is really work on public advocacy, public relations. They're going to host all these events, try and get more businesses on board. They're also going to really work with liaising with the government and the Climate Change Commission. The CLC, on the other hand, what they're going to be focused on is encouraging businesses to really reduce their emissions. By that, they have these pledges that they want businesses to sign up to, and they're also going to encourage businesses to report annually on their emissions, which is sort of like what the Green Party has advocated for, is what they'd want to roll out if they were elected in the next government. So I guess what they're also saying is that, look, COVID-19, there was a real concern that this would become this immediate focus for businesses, and which is completely understandable, but not to forget about those long-term concerns. Climate change is a real existential threat. And they say there's lots of lessons to be learnt from the way businesses and government have reacted to COVID-19. They say we've seen the public sector and private sector really band together and meet these headwinds front on. And they say that sort of laid out a roadmap for what the industry, what businesses need to do for the future with regard to climate change.
Okay, shall we take a trot around the markets?
Yeah, quickly. Well, the NZX Top 50 is down ever so slightly, but about 0.1% to 11,704. Our dollar is at 65.3 US cents. That's as the US dollar really picks up. 92.7 Australian, 51.3 British pence, and gold continues to slide down nearly 0.5% to $1,854 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with our business news.